Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. Today, we've got a big one for you. Barclays has been handed a £42 million fine for failing to manage money laundering risks. That's a staggering figure, don't you think?
Morning, Alice. Yes, that's a huge fine. And it's not the first time Barclays has been in trouble for this. This is the third time in a decade they've been fined by the FCA for financial crime risks. It's quite a pattern, right?
Definitely. The FCA has pointed out two major cases that led to this fine. The first one involves WealthTech, a wealth management company that was shut down for serious issues. Barclays opened a client money account for them without checking the financial services register. Had they done that, they would have known WealthTech wasn't permitted to hold client money.
Wow, that's a critical oversight. And the consequences for their clients were significant. Barclays has agreed to pay £6.3 million to WealthTech's clients, but it's not enough to cover all the money they lost. The FCA described this as one of the most serious frauds they've ever investigated.
Right, the former boss of WealthTech, John Dance, is facing criminal charges. He's accused of using £64 million of client funds to buy racehorses and a nightclub. He pleaded not guilty, and the trial is set for September 2027.
That's a long time to wait for a trial. Meanwhile, the second case involves Stunt & Co., the firm of James Stunt, Bernie Ecclestone's former son-in-law. The FCA says Barclays provided banking services to them, designating the relationship as low risk in 2015, but they failed to gather information on the business's nature, source of wealth, and money laundering risks.
And despite being told by police in 2016 that Stunt & Co.'s offices were raided, Barclays didn't increase the risk rating. The FCA says this allowed the movement of funds linked to financial crime. James Stunt was cleared in a trial earlier this year, but two directors of Fowler Oldfield were convicted of money laundering.
So Barclays facilitated the movement of funds linked to financial crime. That's a serious accusation. The FCA mentioned that Barclays is working on a significant remediation program to improve their anti-money laundering controls. But with fines like this, how committed do you think they really are, Alice?
Well, Barclays has stated they remain deeply committed to fighting financial crime and fraud, but considering this is the third major fine in a decade, one might question the effectiveness of their measures. It's a big claim to make when the same issues keep arising.
Absolutely. It's a challenging situation for Barclays. They need to prove through actions, not just words, that they are taking these issues seriously. This fine is a wake-up call, but it's also a reminder of the regulatory scrutiny they continue to face.
Agreed. It's a lesson for all financial institutions to ensure their anti-money laundering protocols are robust and up to date. We'll have to see if Barclays can turn this around and avoid similar issues in the future. Thanks for that, Lewis.
My pleasure, Alice. Until next time, stay informed and have a great day.